think it'll be alright.
Hey, everybody. The time is 3 a.m. and you're listening to 91.5 WMFO in Medford. For those perceptive listeners, you'll notice that I am not your usual 3 a.m. host. He is off, presumably for some sort of Thanksgiving occasion, or who knows? He's not going to be here next week either. Those of you who really know your WMFO knowledge will know that I'm Tali. I'm the host of The Void, the show that comes on after here. But lucky you guys, it's a special double episode of The Void this weekend. This is sort of a makeup for the fact that I was not here last week because I was off seeing my little sister become a Jewish woman, so I had to leave you wanting. You could say that you kind of had a void in your life, but now the void has come to fill that void, and we're just going to get into it. It's going to be a very fun episode, double the time. Because it's double the time, that means that the music tone is going to be a little different halfway through the show. Now, I don't know if you know anything about radio standards and practices, but the FCC won't let me be or let me be me, which means that I have to play clean music for the most part, and there is not a lot of clean trap music out there, shockingly. So I made the best do with the best as I could, but about halfway through we're going to be switching over to my non-trap stuff. So sorry for those real heads who really wanted it. That is, I know it's a disappointment, but you're going to have to live with it. Anyway, today's Void Recommends is, I recommend you bet your entire life savings on Donald Trump winning the presidency. That's right, folks, we're doing politics because it was the Democratic debate on Wednesday, and my biggest takeaway from the Democratic debate was that I needed to turn off the Democratic debate because at this point, I believe there's been 5 debates, not counting the double debates because there were too many candidates. And immediately it was obvious that this was just going to be a rehash of what happened in the other debates for people who hadn't seen it before. Which, on the one hand, maybe that's okay because some people are late to the race and they need to know who is who. But on the other, as someone who has watched all the other debates, it was just so disappointing. I was reading article on The Ringer, which is Bill Simmons' website for people who know it. Also, Bill Simmons, if you're listening, hire me. I don't know if you need an 18-year-old college student with no qualifications, but I would love to become a part of your office. Anyway, I was reading a Ringer article, and they said basically the thesis of the article was that the debates had gone from being a forum for argument to a telethon with candidates just campaigning for finances so that they could then meet the criteria for the next debate, which is kind of the reality of our current political system, that you need those campaign finances. I mean, luckily there's less dark money coming in this election because of people like Elizabeth Warren, but it's still a bit demoralizing that money is how our country runs. But speaking of money, my recommendation was that you vote on Donald Trump and that you bet on Donald Trump. Sorry, definitely not vote for Donald Trump. Yes, I do go to Tufts University. This is going to be a heavily liberal slant. I'm just going to put that out there up front and feel free to turn it off. But also, you know, mixing ideas and getting to know the other side of the argument. And also, is there anything else on? It's 3:04 in the morning. But the point I was trying to make is, if you go back through our last however many presidents since Reagan, and excluding H.W. Bush, and basically most of our presidents throughout history, they all have one big commonality that helps them win the presidency. I'm going to give you a second to figure it out. All right. Charisma. All of them. Reagan, obviously incredibly charismatic. Bush was just coasting off of his charisma, but he only stayed for one term. Clinton, unbelievably charismatic. Why did Al Gore then lose? He was so boring, and W had this sort of down-to-earth kind of charisma. The whole, you could get a beer with that guy, which is not how I want my presidents, but also I was not voting in 2000, and if I was, I probably would not have voted for Bush. But also, then you go to Kerry. Kerry was also incredibly boring, even though he was perfectly qualified. Veteran, good on the issues, moderate. So you would think that that would mean he would win. But no, it's not about that. It's about charisma. Then you get to Obama. Obama, one of the most charismatic men probably to ever run for office. And suddenly, he's out there winning. That's basically what happens when you are a charismatic man like he is. And it's not like McCain was a slouch. McCain had his own charisma, but Obama was Obama. Then Trump versus Hillary. The thing I always point to when I'm talking to people about, or when I was talking to people back before the election happened and like in the months following, that sort of the moment that I kind of thought that maybe she didn't have a chance was the Democratic convention. Because I don't know if you remember this. This has always stood out in my mind. They had a whole lineup of speakers. They had Bill Clinton spoke, Michelle Obama spoke, Obama spoke, I want to say Bernie Sanders spoke. And after you watch Bill Clinton, it was like, yes, that guy could be a president, even though he's kind of on his way out. Like, he made me feel something. And then Michelle Obama, yes, what a great speech. And then Obama spoke and was like, yes, I would vote for Obama for a third term. And then Hillary spoke, and it wasn't that she was a bad speaker. It's just that she was kind of bland. And she didn't really grip you. And I can see why she wouldn't have motivated people to come to the polls. Meanwhile, Trump, for all his so many problems, he's a charismatic guy. People like him. He connects with his base. And I think that's clearly more important than policy making or qualifications, obviously. So what does this have to do with the current election? Well, go through that field. Who has the charisma to unseat him? It's not Joe Biden. Does anyone here watch basketball? Because if you do, and you're a big Celtics fan, and you watch the local broadcast, then you'll be familiar with Tommy Heinsohn. Tommy Heinsohn was a player for the Celtics in the 60s and early 70s. I love him. He's great. He's very old. He forgets people's names. He stutters in the middle of his sentences. He probably should not run for president. He can't even travel to go do away games. Joe Biden has somehow turned into Tommy Heinsohn. And it's so sad to watch, because does anyone remember the 2012 vice presidential debates? Biden eviscerated Paul Ryan in just an unbelievable display of cohesion and intelligence and coordination, which are basically all the things that he's lacking right now. That he can't get through a sentence without forgetting what he's talking about. So anyone who's watched those debates, I guess that's the one good thing about continuing to have the same debate over and over again, is it exposes how illegitimate a candidate Biden is, despite the whole electability fallacy. Then there's Bernie, who is a million years old. And does he have any other takes? I don't know if his system is realistic. And even if you take his strongest issue, I don't know if he can govern all the other systems and all the other responsibilities of a president. And a president is a comprehensive role. It's not just about your one big idea. Besides the fact he's so old. Now, longtime listeners of talking to me, and nobody who's listened to this because it's just started, will know that I think the presidency should have an upper age limit as well as a lower age limit. I don't think you should be able to run until you're 35. I think that's solid. But I also don't think you should be able to run if you are 70. So Elizabeth Warren, who I believe is 68, would get one term. Donald Trump would have been able to run last time but would not be able to run now. Biden and Sanders would not be able to run. I think a lot of our problems are caused because not only are our legislators getting older and or have the deadlock and ideological opinions, but also because they're old and they're not connected with the current demographic, the current people, our current situation. That's why we have problems with gun control and global warming, even though the majority of the country supports those issues, at least to take moderate action. I think this really came in a stark relief for me during the Facebook hearings, when senators couldn't understand how Facebook and Zuckerberg made money. And it was just truly frightening to see that these people might be handling enormous issues like net neutrality or Facebook spying on us. Although, in a side note, who didn't know that Facebook was spying on us? And they just have no idea what they're doing. Now, senators, I think I would make it 75 or 80, but to run for president, I would say a hard cap at 70. So that would eliminate Biden and Sanders. In my view, they are pointless candidates, or not viable. And I don't know if, I don't think Biden could beat Trump. I think he'd get torn apart because of his current mental state. And Sanders is just, he's good, but I don't want him to be president. And I don't think he could beat Trump either. He has the charisma in some level, but it's so one note. And I do think he would lose as well. So what about Warren? She had some momentum. She is kind of battling with Buttigieg right now. She seems like she could be a good candidate. She's better, a lot better than Biden and Sanders. In a vacuum where charisma doesn't matter and it's just about who is the most prepared, and we do a political system based on politics, not on speeches. Yeah, she is the ideal candidate. She's a plan for everything. That's kind of her slogan. And she knows what she's talking about. And she's from Massachusetts. Go Massachusetts. And while I don't agree with her on everything, I think there should be a procedure for the president firing off nuclear weapons. We shouldn't be able to strike first. It's dumb. That kind of takes away the whole point of nuclear weapons. No one should ever fire nuclear weapons, but the only way they won't get fired is if there's the threat of us firing them first. So that doesn't make sense. I do think that she needs to stop skirting the whole Medicare for all middle class taxpayer thing, because we get it, Lizzie. Taxes are going to go up. Premiums are going to go down. And on balance, it will be a net gain for the American people if your policy works. But I understand that you don't want to be caught out in a sound clip saying, I'm going to raise taxes so that people can't use it against you. But also, it looks really dodgy to keep avoiding the question. But here's the thing. Charisma does matter. It matters a lot. And I do not think that Elizabeth Warren has the necessary connectivity to battle Trump. Yes, I think people are excited about her because she's lefty, she's new, she's a woman, she's got this, she's so prepared. She's a lot of what Hillary wasn't, but she just doesn't have that extra spark that puts you ahead. And I think that's a huge problem. I do think she would lose. I think as much strides as we've made, America is a deeply sexist country. And so that's already working against her. And I don't think she has a transcendent charisma to get over that. So then, if it's going to be about charisma, we have to look at the most charismatic person in the race. And that's Buttigieg. Obviously, he's come from being a mayor who no one knew about to leading the polls in Iowa, which is unbelievably impressive. But he's got a ton of flaws. For one thing, while he is the most charismatic, he's an excellent speaker. You can kind of feel it when he talks. There's something magnetic about him. That being said, he's not Obama. He can't completely overtake you with that. He's good, but he's not great. And then he kind of has a policy issue. What does he stand for exactly? Medicare for all who want it? What does that mean? Is that an effective plan? His stuff on race looks really bad. There's a report saying that he's having really hard time courting older black vote because he's gay. And that's a real problem. But then he's not helping himself. He's the whitest white boy I've ever seen. And he hasn't released anything good on race. And that's a really big problem. And I don't know about his foreign policy, aside from the fact that he's better than literal Russian plant Tulsi Gabbard, who, by the way, should not be allowed on a debate stage. She met with Assad, you know, the murderous dictator, and said he wasn't so bad. She's also insanely homophobic. So that's a side note. We should stop putting her on the debate stage. But Buttigieg, aside from slamming Tulsi Gabbard and being better than her, it's unclear what his full-on policies are. And that's a real problem. And I don't think he can beat Trump either. I don't think America is ready for a gay president, nor a woman president. Although, I think people thought America was ready for a black president. But there it is. Obama is one of the best speakers we've ever seen. And he was able to overcome the deep-seated racism in this country. But luckily, there's plenty of deep-seated misogyny and deep-seated homophobia to go around to keep up with that racism. Maybe not quite as bad because, you know, slavery and the Civil War and Jim Crow laws. But that being said, plenty of misogyny and plenty of homophobia. And I don't know if, I don't think either of them have the ability to overcome that. Now, Tali, is all hope lost? Are we doomed? Should we all vote for Deval Patrick? Well, if you were watching the debate, you might have seen at the very end of the podium, after Tulsi Gabbard somehow, Tulsi Gabbard out there glaring angrily, getting ready to say whatever Putin told her to say. Next to Tulsi Gabbard was a bald man with a smile and a dream. So the official candidate of The Void, in case anyone was wondering, is Kobo, Cory Booker, hashtag vote for Kobo. That's my nickname. I made it up for him. If you're going to use it, give me credit. So he's the official candidate of The Void. I think he is centrist enough to court both sides. He's not too extreme. I do think Lizzie and Bernie tend to be a little too extreme. So he's moderate enough, but he's also not too moderate that he's not going to change anything like Kamala Harris or Biden or maybe Buttigieg. We don't really know what his policies are. So I think that he straddles that line. I do think he isn't a good speaker. I think he makes good points. The New York Times, I only watched like 20 minutes of the debate because it was a rehash, but the New York Times thought that he did the best, even if it is probably too little too late. And I understand that this is too little too late because it's 3:18 in the morning and I'm 18 in ages. And we're in Massachusetts, although I guess it's a primary. I think Kobo is the best candidate. I think he bridges that gap. I think he's a good speaker. I think that he knows what he's doing. Have you guys read about his baby bond policy? Economists say that's actually a better policy than the freedom dividend from Andrew Yang. And it's a way to serve as a way to help those in disadvantaged communities get a leg up because they would have better baby bonds and it would kind of even out. So I do think Kobo is the best candidate, but he's not winning the nomination. I've made my peace with that. I'll vote for him if he's still around when the primaries come through Massachusetts. I don't have high hopes. He might not even make it to the next debate in December, which, why are we having another debate? Stop. There are so many of them. This is the problem. We're having debate fatigue. And there's nothing new because the players aren't really changing. Don't have another debate until there's 5 or 7 candidates left in the race. Right now there are 14, I believe, technically. What with Bloomberg and Deval Patrick entering. By the way, did you guys see that Bloomberg is launching an enormous ad blitz? We don't need Michael Bloomberg. This is not the solution. So, hashtag vote for Kobo. I think he would make a great president. I don't think he's winning. Whoever the nominee is I don't think we'll be able to face up to Trump. So that's why The Void recommends betting your life savings on Trump and making some money, even if the world burns. Hey, who knows? Maybe he'll get impeached. He won't, but maybe. And that's been The Void recommends. Now let's get into our shouting into the void section. That's right. That wasn't even our shouting section. Today's shouting into the void is going to be a little fun look at who is Tali. I mean, I'm the host of this Emmy-nominated Nobel Prize-winning podcast, or not podcast, radio show. And I mean, I feel like I haven't given the listeners a real peek behind the curtain. So I'm going to do some of my tops, some of my least favorites, just kind of let you know in a bunch of categories. Let's start with songs. This is a music pod, or it's a music radio show for the most part, when I'm not going on a 20-minute rant about how we're screwed. My favorite song ever is Love by Kendrick Lamar. I love that song. I think that everything about it is perfect. It strikes an emotional note. It's so good. It's transcendent. My favorite artist is Young Thug. I think that'll be apparent for real heads who have been listening to the program for a long time. Thugger is unbelievable. Everybody copies him. What makes Young Thug so good, and this is actually similar to what makes Kendrick Lamar so good, is that it's not just that he's good at one thing. It's that he's, or even great at one thing. It's that he's great at everything. Kendrick Lamar is so good, not just because he can do that fast, muttery flow, the one that JID has, J-I-D, but it's that he has that, but then he has everything else too. He can do every other flow in existence, and he always is the best one on a song. Thug is the same thing, but in trap. He has every trap flow, and he's great at them, and he's better than everyone. He can even do Future's growl, yell flow, which I think is probably my favorite flow in music. It appears on songs like Harambe and Audemars, and also What Do You Want by DJ Carnage. Lil Uzi busts it out on that one, and also a bunch of Future songs because it's his flow. It's very cool. I think it's also crazy hard. If you listen to Harambe, I don't understand how he's able to do that, but he is, and that's part of the reason I love him. I think he can pull melodies out of nowhere. He created this whole game. This is not an original take, but it is the truth. He is unbelievable at what he does. Jeffrey is my favorite trap album, even if it's technically a mixtape, but who knows at this point. My favorite album of all time, My Beautiful Dark Twisted Fantasy. It gives me great pleasure to see that in a bunch of end-of-decade lists, My Beautiful Dark Twisted Fantasy is either one or two. It's an amazing album. If you haven't listened to it, you should. I have listened to that album so many times. It's perfect. Every song is great. And it was before Kanye went fully off the deep end, when he could still straddle the line between eccentric artist and genius. So is that. My favorite television show, sort of taking a bit of a skirt, changing up the topic. My favorite television show is How I Met Your Mother. My friends back in high school, everybody loved How I Met Your Mother, but I think that's a little bit of a bubble because I've come here and people have been like, Tali, I don't get it. That's because people are not remembering it right. As someone who's watched it too many times, I will draw a conclusion for you. It is not super funny. I get that. If you want to go out there, probably the funniest sitcom is New Girl. New Girl is hysterical. Go watch it. But it's funny enough. And what it lacks in being totally hysterical, it makes up for with the fact that it is probably one of the best storytelling vehicles I've ever seen on television. Its ability to craft stories is so amazing, and the moral heart of the show, this idea about hope and love, I mean, it's infectious. You want to like it. You want to watch it. And similarly, it is, in a lot of ways, a philosophy piece disguised as a sitcom. There'll just sometimes be these profound moments dropped in, and it does that better than almost any show. So, in my opinion, I think it is an unbelievable show and the best show of all time. At least for me. It doesn't have to be for you. It isn't that funny. Friends sucks, though. Friends is the worst. It's all irrational. It's very homophobic. The characters are steeply unlikable. It is kind of funny, though, if you rewatch. What else? My favorite book is Ender's Game. Not a lot to say about that. It's amazing. Go read it if you haven't, but you should have. I mean, obviously, I love Harry Potter, too. But Ender's Game is my tip-top favorite book. And the sequel's really good. Speaker for the Dead. I think that might also be one of my favorite books that does not get a lot of attention. And then, I mean, I don't really love movies. I don't watch a lot of movies. For some reason, I could sit through 7 episodes of a TV show, but sitting through a movie makes me kind of antsy. I don't know. Just probably a commentary on our generation's attention span or something. Something like that. Guys, I've been talking for nearly half an hour. This is our longest void segment ever. Perhaps I will come back at the top of the next hour. Who knows? Maybe I'll have more to say. Until then, though, this is the void. We're going to do some trap. Then we're going to switch over to some other types of songs. Some little Frank Ocean. A little Billie Eilish. By the way, Billie, don't get distracted by all the hype. She's very good at her job. She's very sad. Somebody should do something. That is a 17-year-old girl. And we're all just like, yeah, she should be sad like that. But anyway, those are coming up. If you want to hit me up, tell me that my political opinions are wrong, suggest a topic, just shoot me a fun little message, shoot me some hate mail. The email is thevoid4am@gmail.com. That's thevoid4am@gmail.com. I am Tali, and I am having a great time tonight. I hope everybody out there is having a great time as well. And I am very excited to spend the next hour and a half playing some great music for you. So strap in, everybody.
They judge me, but they don't know that I've been broken. I'm just hustling, and I grip this now. Don't lose your man, I kill him, trust me. And you fooling this chain, so I'm not trusting. Don't say you love me, this get ugly. So I grip this now, don't lose your man, I kill him, trust me. And you fooling chain, so I'm not trusting. They like honesty, so I'm not trusting. Don't say you love me, this get ugly. I remember days of living broke. Sleeping on the floor. Tell my brothers, ain't no losing hope. All my friends are dead and they old. What you need, I ain't tripping, bitch, I got it. We might catch them slipping, then it's chatting. Reach up to the stars, gotta have it. We were 6 deep on the mattress. On the 10 speed, that was traffic. Now I got a little more 10 speed in traffic. I'm not what you need, I'm a savage. I sing to my fully automatic. They judge me, but they don't know that I've been broken. I'm just hustling. And I grip this now, don't lose your man, I kill him, trust me. And you fooling this chain, so I'm not trusting. Don't say you love me, this get ugly. So I grip this now, don't lose your man, I kill him, trust me. And you fooling chain, so I'm not trusting. They like honesty, so I'm not trusting. Don't say you love me.
I've been broke to the point, I ain't even wanna breathe no more. I was at my lowest, stealing out the store, sleeping on my cousin's floor. Remember, now I'm up and feel like everybody give up. I was looking for some love, but I ain't get enough. Back then, they wanna see me win. Nope. Now they ask if I remember, no, you gotta meet me again. No. Thought I'd never leave. Get ugly,
I've been through some you might not wanna love me. Outlaw screaming thug life, only God can judge me. Just for all the that played around when I was dusty. Didn't wanna me.
Yeah. They judge me, but they don't know that I've been broken. I'm just hustling. And I get this now, don't lose your man. I kill him, trust me. And he's fooling this chain, so I'm not trusting. Don't say you love me, this get ugly. So I grip this now, don't lose your man, I kill him, trust me. And he's fooling chain, so I'm not trusting. They like honesty, so I'm not trusting. Don't say you love me, this get ugly.
All through the late night. All through won't you hit? All through the late night. Mm-hmm. All through the late night.
Space. 4 in the morning, how did I get in this place? Oh, it don't matter, got smoke, drink, and remain in this space. Done contemplating, I'ma take it in the groove in this case. In and I'm at the tryptamine, and I surge the gas without dynamite. The vibes are effervescent, delicious, just how they should be. In and I'm at the tryptamine, and I surge the gas without dynamite. The vibes are effervescent, delicious, just how they should be. No sleep in my bed, no sleeping in my bed. And we gon' play, gon' play, gon' play until the day. I said no sleep in my bed, no sleeping in my bed. Yeah, we gon' play, come play, then we'll sleep all through the day and do it again.
Sleep through day, then we play all through the late night. Sleep through day, then we play all through the late night. All through the late night.
See who play, don't you hate?
All through the late night.
Mm-hmm.
All through the late night.
Turn, I keep stressing my mind. I seek the peace, sometimes I can't restrain. To join the rage at night, come out and play. Balance, find your balance. God said it's my talent. Sprinkle a little season on the salad. Relieve my heart of malice. Hit my palace, stroke my cactus. Ooh, don't wait. Don't play. Play no games like the NBA. Throwing checks like the NBA. You a ring. You shooting shots like the NRA. Yeah, all she jamming, Travis and Kid Cudi. The new crazy bone is Slim Bumby.
Yeah.
Shout it. Yeah. Pour the seat. Pull up on the seat. Sip my tea. Need no Hennessy. All, say all, take it right. All, take it all, never lie. All, had a ball, had a night. All, after all, sleep good.
Sleep through day, then we play all through the late night. Sleep through day, then we play all through the late night. All through the late night.
See who play, don't you hate?
All through the late night. All through the late night.
This is Nate Bowman from Cal's 2 Fire and Rescue, to reminding you to keep your stovetop clean. Keep anything that can catch fire, like pot and pan holders, oven mitts, paper towels, and napkins, away from your stovetop. Clean up food and grease from your stovetop and burners. Pot holders and oven mitts should be easy to reach when you're cooking. Avoid wearing loose clothing and never hold small children while cooking. Although kitchen fires may seem small, never forget how dangerous and devastating a fire can be. When in doubt, get out and call 911 for help. For more information, call your local fire department or go to www.c2fr.org.
Had to wear the dress, cause I had a stick. You know where the bag is, tell me where it is. I came from rats to riches on the. I can no longer disguise it, cause I'm rich.
I got calls galore, cause I ain't rich. I escaped everyone in the list, cause I'm supposed to be rich. I don't care about no cop, I'm telling you just how it is. Put it in a Uber, send it to a shooter. Ask me how they do it, kick it right, you get. Put it in a cab, send it to an Arab. Hit him with the mat now, now his whole body scalp. Cash on delivery, hey, go talk of the century. Oh, no time for gibberish. All the critics hearing this, all the lipstick and slippery. I can call a troop, go by the name of Duke. Can't die but can't go roots. I can send a moose, woo. Stole a chain but I ain't worried, fool. I'ma keep on spinning till they tell me who. Ooh, ooh, diamonds peekaboo. Ooh, ooh, I done the crew. Ooh, ooh, I done did the robbing. I done did the jacking. Now I'm full rapping. I put on my brothers, I put on my. Had to wear the dress, cause I had a stick. You know where the bag at, tell me where it is. I came from rats, the riches on the shit. I can no longer disguise it, cause I'm rich. I got cars galore, cause I'm rich. I escaped everyone in the list, cause I'm supposed to be rich. I don't care about no cop, I'm telling you just how it is. I don't gotta throw you like Captain. Nah, I got seven with me, Captain. Yeah, I repeat this, so I can tell you how to get rich. I can tell you how to die or how to live in this. I can tell you how to talk the most impeccable. I can show you how to walk like you got decimals. Show you how I can get the top from all the top 10. I got white Adderalls, I like muscling. I got lights on, baby, I got mouse in. No flat song, caught you like your mouse in this. Grown tycoon and I took some losses. I'm a boss, but I don't like to take a loss in this. Such a player, but I can't control the auto map. I got layers, I got millions, I got all type of billions. Running at a out like Linux. Last tried me, almost got popped in Linux. Ask the cops, ask the detectives, they know all the business. Ask the cops and the detectives of all the jurisdictions. Ask the kids at school who ambition all the missions. Gave the lawyer close to 2 mil, he handled all the killings. I don't know and I don't wanna know who flogged business. I don't know what's going on, bro, I think they all spilling. We'll speak back, it don't wax, it's all my business. We known to kill the biggest cats of all kitties. Ooh, ooh, diamonds peekaboo. Ooh, ooh, I done f***ed the crew. Ooh, ooh, I done did the robbing. I done did the jacking. Now I'm full rapping. I put on my brothers, I put on my. Had to wear the dress, cause I had a stick. You know where the bag at, tell me where it is. I came from rats, the riches on the shit. I can no longer disguise it, cause I'm rich. I got cars galore, cause I'm rich. I escaped everyone in the list, cause I'm supposed to be rich. I don't care about no cop, I'm telling you just how it is.
What you got?
I'm geeked up off them bars. Got a car, ain't even got a park. No key, push button, start. Damn, I won't get hard. Got that need a green card. Send my dog, but I don't even bark. Got a bite and it sweat like sharks. When I hit, I'ma knock out the park. Trap be so damn hard. Got read me hard to scale. Gap, don't need no scale. I'm blooded with the mail. I'm part of the cartel. Got re-rock, ain't no clean. C200 for a knee. It all up on jeans. I'm a true religion fiend. Got bands in the pocket of my jeans. Need a key, stay away, I lean. This ain't a fiend, fiend. Stab on Sprite and steam. Got campaign going so strong. Yeah, talking on the phone. Spend money when you're running this slow. Real street, no clowns. We at the top where we belong. Red Rose Patron. Throwing up that love, I'm strong. When the club out to hear this song. Cost on ice, designer on my mojo.
no flaw. Young bitch, you gotta keep that raw. I swear I gotta get it, you. I'ma need me a round of applause. Bravo, 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 bravo. Got 100,000 on work clothes. I'm froze on cold. I keep me a big bang roll. I ain't tricking off on these. These bringing me they soul. I would never sell my soul. Cash out on all these cars. These foreign, foreign broads. Got a nigga living in the stars. I'm on my way to Mars. Got Keisha, Pam, and Nikki. They all wanna do a menage. A1 free band, free bands. We never got a kiss in them flaws. Got campaign going so strong. Yeah, talking on the phone. Spend money when you're running this long. Real street. No clowns, we at the top where we belong. Straight rose, April strong. Throwing up, thought love, I'm strong. When the club about to hear this song. We got rest on rest on rest. Rest on rest on rest. Rest on rest on rest. Got rest on rest on rest. Got rest on rest on rest. Rest on rest on rest. Rest on rest on rest. Hey, try to hold back. I do, I keep the racks. I stay counting them stacks. Them girl won't leave me alone. One, now she attached. Blow, I don't need no match. Say work, don't pay no tax. I'm turned up to the max. Don't even know how to relax. I drink so much damn. Had to wake up on the. Got racks off in my jeans. Man busting out the scene. Got y'all in my lungs. Yeah, I like Cheech and Chong. 800 a song. Ain't blowing unless it's strong. Get hit by my phone. Catch mine and then I'm gone. This girl won't leave me alone. I cannot take her home. I'm going off them bars. I'm not a star. I'm driving foreign cars. Strapped up, nobody guard. Got campaign going so strong. Yeah, talking on the phone. Spend money when you're running this long. Real street, no clown. We at the top where we belong. Red rose, April strong. Throwing up, I love, I'm strong. When the club out of here, this song.
Jealous, got rid of the jewelry. And I'm on a private jet getting some Givenchy, Givenchy, my luggage is Louis. Don't wanna stress you, no baby. I just wanna kiss you and dress you. Don't wanna caress you. Don't wanna tell you I love you. If I do not mean it, then don't say that.
If I love you, I hate you. I don't want you back now.
Go do some things that you cannot take back now.
I reach out to people who don't
need me back now. I need you. It's too late. I'm mad now. It's passed out. They backed out. The Mac now. They sat down. I love my life more than I love my lifestyle.
I love my ice, how it shine even when the lights out. She put my lights out, but I swear no, I
cannot live on no skeezer. That is a dub, I don't need her. I once and I leave her. Blowing my phone for no reason. I cheated on you with a dancer. Okay, I surrender my hands up. At least I admit it, I'm enough. I do not have all the answers. And I gotta stay with the 90s days. Like it. These days, and I am not with all the drama, ayy. Poppin' just for moving wacky, ayy. Hobbish, they be wildin', ayy. You sleepin' on me, but I'm wide awake. LA Ante bring tsunamis, ayy. Jump inside the water, ride the wave.
Like, how you move, same way I do. Ride, down, same on shoes. I might act a fool.
I spy with my third eye on you.
eyes, but you know I gotta stay 10 toes. I ball like LaMelo and Lonzo. I started off wearing Kenzo. Put me in the friend zone. She had my heart, it was real cold. I took it back, cause the boot though. And you never know what a boot knows. I can't be loving her. I cannot love her, no skeezer. That is a dub, I don't need her. I once and I leave her. Blowing my phone for no reason. I cheated on you with a dancer. Okay, I surrender my hands up. At least I admit it, I'm enough. I do not have all the answers. And I gotta stay with the 90s days. That get fine these days. And I ain't not with all the drama, ayy. Poppin' just for moving wacky, ayy. Hobbish, baby, wildin', ayy. You sleepin' on me, but I'm wide awake. Eliante bring tsunamis, ayy. Jump inside the water, ride the wave. You move same way I do. 5,000 on shoes, I might act a fool.
Got a ghost and hop up in a fan, I know I'm about to blow, oh,
I ain't dumb.
They try to take my flow, I take their ransom. I know that I'm gone. They see me blowing up, now they say they want some. I got 2 twin blocks, turn you to a dancer. I see 2 twin eyes, leaving on a banner. And I got 2 thick thighs, wanna link the game. I got red, I got blue, what you want? The Chanel, the Balenciaga, Louis Vuitton. She know I got the Fendi Prada when I ain't alone. I needed me a diorata, I need me the one. From the bottom, you can see the way I stun. I want all the diamonds, I want that to wear a ton. The op, they tryna lie me, cause they hate the place I'm from. But them don't know me, they just know the place I'm from. I got lots of shawty tryna pull up to my place. But you ain't want me last year, so just get up on
outside a ghost and hop up in a Phantom. I know I'm about to blow, oh, oh,
I ain't done.
They try to take my floor, I take their ass for ransom. I know that I'm gone. They see me blowing up, now they say they want some. I got two twin vibes, turn you to a dancer. I see two twin eyes, leave them on a band. And I got two thick thighs, wanna link the gang, yeah.
I'm in it to win it, I'ma be the best.
Hey there, the time is 3:55. You're listening to 91.5 WMFO in Medford. This has been the first half of The Void. If you want to stick around and listen to the next half, that'd be very exciting. I'm going to be talking a little basketball, maybe something else if something comes to my mind, playing a little different music, a little less hip-hop heavy. There'll be a little at the beginning, but not so much after that. If not, hit me up at thevoid4am@gmail.com, thevoid4am@gmail.com. Otherwise, enjoy the rest of your morning / night. See ya.
Take you for ransom, me, I put you in a coffin.
I got black, I got white, what you want? Hop outside a ghost and hop up in a Phantom. I know I'm about to blow, oh, oh,
I ain't done.
They try to take my floor, I take their ass for ransom. I know that I'm gone, they see me blowing up, now they say they want some. I got two twin vibes, turn you to a dancer. I see two twin eyes, leave them on a band. And I got two thick thighs, wanna link the gang, yeah.
Thy hair-inspired guide to make the breeze. Thy lips-inspired guide to make a man. And from his rib an angel born as Eve. Formed into flesh and promised him her hand. Why do I cry at night?
Still
can't sleep without the night. Stressed out because we fight. Will we ever get this right? Cause thy hair inspired guide to make the breeze. Thy lips inspired guide to make a man. And from formed into flesh and promised him revenge. So lay me down in Eden under stars. And show me why it's us that he would choose. If had me, I would die here in your arms. Don't cry because the ocean may me blue, so blue, so blue, blue,
so 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 blue.
I'm sick of kissing up, I used to miss us taking pics and kissing. Now you miss the club, I'll pull my zipper up. Start to think, wait, is this it for us? Nah, cause I fell for you, see I'm the living Icarus. Relationships, they suck. I'm looking around and girl, what happened to me?
What happened?
They hate on me now, but soon I'll be winning them plaque after plaque you will see. And they mad at my accuracy, but my swaggy flow can't even rap to the beat. Better pass it to the chief, world is tragic in the seas. Cops selling crack in the street, but you look like the law.
Your heart, but I loved you from the start. Baby, tell me all your secrets. Baby, you know this is hard. When I'm crying in your arms, staring at the stars.
I knew that there would come a day. You won't wanna run away. Take it to a sunny place.
Go follow me into the ocean.
Yo, Pierre, you wanna come out here?
I got a lesson.